Morning is Star Valley High School head boys basketball coach Paul Kabanek. Coach, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing good, Coach. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us. I know you're on the road out doing other things, and appreciate you taking a couple minutes. For all I know, I took your morning go get bacon from the hotel time. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. No, I've already done that.
Good. Well, Coach Kabanek, I just want to talk about, obviously, a new season is upcoming, and I want to talk about the success that you've been able to foster, and you and your staff, over the last couple of seasons. And I think sometimes Star Valley is guilty about not necessarily celebrating success unless it's a banner, unless it's a state championship. But I have covered Star Valley basketball and the basketball when it's been 4A and they've really not had a lot of wins to speak of. Your guys have won back-to-back 4A West regional championships. You're the number one seed coming out of the West the last 2 years. You're winning games at state. You're having a chance to win trophies. I guess I just wanted to kind of give you a pat on the back and say that's a level that I think it's probably hard to keep it going, but I think the fans are ready to see another good run.
Yeah, that's always kind of been the goal. As you know, when you build a program, I think there's a couple ways to go about, you know, taking a position. And one is to try to get something done right away, and everybody, I think we all want to win right away. But I think the ultimate goal is to have a team that can show up to Laramie to Casper every year, at least ready to contend for a championship, even on the years where you don't know if you have quite the depth or quite the size in the middle, but you've got teams that have been playing together long enough and playing in the system long enough that they can play, you know, fast and effective. And I think we've done a good job of that. I think we surprised some people last year when we basically reshuffled the entire starting lineup and then managed to go unbeaten in the conference and actually win the first round to be in the semifinals over there. So, yeah, I think we've done a really good job of that, developing kids and getting them into positions to be successful. And I think we've done a decent job of matching what we can do with the kids that show up. You know, we don't necessarily run the same things every year. We kind of try to fit our personnel a little bit. So, yeah, it's worked out well. I hope we could do it again this year. We've got a whole new look up, you know, on the floor this year, I think. And if we can match what they do well with what we want to do, I think we'll be good.
Coach, you alluded to that. I was going to bring that up. And one of the impressive things about that run is you've basically done it with five new faces on the floor each season. And it looks like that's the case with some graduating kids last year, have a little varsity experience coming back. But much like last year, there's going to be, at least on the varsity squad, some faces that maybe people haven't seen much. So it's going to be another shuffle year.
Yeah, for sure. It's another year, another reload, and we kind of like the sound of that. I think it catches some of the teams in our conference a little bit off guard because I think last year they thought we were, you know, going to be a reload year and we'd see how we did. And then the kids that showed up on the floor were really varsity ready, but I kind of knew that because of the way they played JV basketball for us. We just happened to have a class in front of them that was really good. And once again, it happened. But I'm telling you, like, I don't think our JV, I don't remember them losing many games. If they lost at all after, you know, maybe the first couple weeks of the season last year. So we've got good kids again, and the summer was really good, really challenging summer for us, and we won against big schools this summer. You know, at times we looked like we could make a run at the title, and at other times we might not win a game. So, but we're talented enough to do it. It's just going to be if we can mesh like we did last year, I think we're going to be in really good shape.
This year's team is a little bit different, though, isn't it? I mean, you go back 2 years ago, a very guard-oriented team, and I think you could make the same argument last year, very guard-forward-oriented. This year, and I know you don't necessarily like to, you know, assign the old-fashioned number per position, like, you know, this is the post is five, but you've got some height. You've got some serious height coming back. Guys like Croy Jenkins and Jacob Hodges, and then you got a guy like Court Hilton coming back as a really seasoned guard. How do you kind of work that in after having back-to-back years of maybe guard-oriented play as your top scorers, and now maybe you got some twin tower action down in the paint?
Well, yeah, we've got to adjust, and we knew we were going to have to. It would be different this year. You know, there's times in the last couple of years where I only let Chase Merrill chase offensive boards because there was no point in the rest of us doing it and not getting back, you know, so we didn't really hunt offensive boards the last couple of years just because I felt like it put us at a disadvantage. We didn't get enough of them because we were small, and then it gave them a chance to run out on us. And, you know, when we played teams like Cheyenne East, the last thing I wanted them to do was play in transition. Green River was sort of the same way. So we styled our game based off our height, you know, the last couple of years, and this year is going to be a bit different. I'm anxious to get some second shots. I mean, Jake Hodges loves to live around the rim. I think he can be in double figures most nights, putting offensive boards back in. You know, just playing that game. Croy Jenkins can jump out of the gym. You know, Taff McClure, 6'5". We could really be like 6'2" and up across the board inside, and three guys right around 6'5" at times. And then with some really experienced guards, you know, Tate Frome and Dylan Johnson and you know, some of the seniors there, we're going to be a lot different that way. We'll run our sets sort of the same, some of our offense, but our emphasis will be a bit different. We'll be looking inside first, try to get the ball on the block, and then teach those guys to finish or kick. Rather than having a Coulter Merritt who can create that collapse by penetrating and kicking, we're going to try to go inside to out to get sort of the same looks, but it will have to be a bit different for us for sure.
Coach, here's the question that all basketball fans in Star Valley are asking themselves right now after hearing you say that, because look, Coach, it's been a while. Are we going to have some dunkers this year? Are you going to let your kids touch the rim?
Man. I'm telling you, we dunked it like crazy this summer. It was a lot of fun. We had the gym going crazy at UVU a couple of times with Craig Jenkins dunking it on Tall Kids. It was, yeah, I think the rims are going to be, they're going to get worked over a bit this year. We have so many guys that can. It's kind of fun to be at practice. Our layup drills are just dunk drills. So, I think it's going to be fun. We've got kids throwing lobs, and you know, we'll see if they miss two or three of them. We may have to revisit that, but I'm not the guy that cares. I like that stuff. I think it charges the crowd. I think it gets us going. I think kids love it, and that's really what it's about. If it was about me, I would tell them to all shoot 12-foot jumpers, but we're better at dunking it than we are that. So we're going to kind of cut them loose this year.
Coach, looking at some of the other teams, obviously in the West, we're kind of familiar with some of those teams, but have you had a chance to kind of gauge what's coming back on some of these programs and who's going to be the primary contenders on this side? And then some really big name, you know, Division I kids have moved on from the Eastern side. In fact, the opening weekend, you had the Sheridan kid and the Cheyenne Central kid played against each other as Colorado and Montana right. State played each other right. That opening weekend, which was kind of cool. But
that's very cool.
What are some teams that you feel like are coming back that are going to be contending for this upcoming season?
Well, in our pod in particular, I think it just gets better. Jackson's going to be a year better, and their young kids were good. They were just young, you know, last year. They're another year older. Their point guards are really solid. It'll be a much improved team, new coaching staff. Heard they're doing really good things there, so they'll be better. I think the team probably to beat, if you're picking one in our pod, has got to be Green River with Dylan Taylor back. They really return a lot. They only lost one kid that one and a half that played significant time last year. That team was a junior heavy team, and we know how well they did. They got a win out in state and played us really good a couple times, so they're going to be tough for us. I think Dylan's going to be exceptional. Riverton returns quite a bit. I think they get maybe even better. They lost their best kid, but I think overall I think that's a better team. You got some new coaches. You know, I think Cody's got a new coach, Jackson's got a new coach. Rock Springs has got a new coach, so we'll see how they all get going. You know, that's always sort of tough to you know, that first year trying to get, you know, oriented with what you have and what you got going. But we know that Luke Talich is an exceptional athlete at Cody, so we got to deal with him. I think the West is better overall. I really do. I think it's probably more talented than it's been in a bit, and I don't think the East is quite as talented as it has been in the years past. You take, with the exception of Thunder Basin, everybody really lost their best three kids. Thunder Basin is a scary one that I didn't hardly lose anybody, and that's a state semifinal team, our state championships runner-up, I believe. So that's going to be a team to beat out in the East for sure.
Coach Paul Kubanek, Star Valley Boys head basketball coach. One final question here for you, Coach, and that is your schedule and your season. And you've done a really good job scheduling tough up front, and you've had some really tough opponents in competition in the early goings of the season where you guys have taken some lumps that help you prepare for the regular season. Is that how you have things scheduled out this year as well, kind of similar to that?
Yep. Very much the same. One difference this year is we weren't in Preston this year. That kind of got messed up for us. We're there again next year, but they had some teams from Coeur d'Alene that moved in there, and they wanted to keep that north coming down, I guess, or whatever. But instead, we're over in Riverton, but we do have, I believe we play East, Sheridan, and South, so we'll get to see some of the best on that side of the state to start things off. And then we go back to Idaho Falls to that Skyline tournament again this Christmas. I think our opener, it's tournament style, so I believe our first game's against IF there at their gym. And then depending on wins and losses, you know, we could play Skyline or we could play Hillcrest or, you know, whatever teams are offered over there is a bunch. So, yeah, we're going to continue to do that as long as I'm coaching here. We'll play up in the preseason always. I just don't think it does us any good to play down, and I don't, and losses don't seem, you know, kids have bought in enough that if we lose, they get it. They know what we're trying to do. So, they just want to, I just want to be really challenged and I don't plan on doing any different so that when region hits, we're ready to go.
Coach Paul Kubanek, Star Valley High School boys head basketball coach. Coach, sorry, I said that was my last question. I got one more. Of course, you're on that coaching staff for the football program with Coach Young, and wanted to give you a chance while we got you guys to maybe talk about that football team. Of course, lost to the semis against Cody, which was a tough, tough loss for you guys. But maybe just on behalf of the coaching staff for Star Valley football, talk about that team you guys had this year.
Yeah, it was such a good team. Such a good bunch of boys. Like, you know, that last game against Cody sort of told the story. That game I thought was going to get away from us. I didn't see us being able to stop the bleeding at all. And we talked a bit, and, you know, coming out of the half, and that could have gone a bunch of ways. The team that, you know, we got behind, and they kind of rolled. And to see us, you know, and with even losing Lucas Chapel there early in that second half, those kids could have rolled over and died. But instead, I think with two more minutes, we might end up playing in Laramie. We just ran out of time. But it wasn't for lack of, like, really shutting down a Cody offense. It was rolling us and then getting the ball in the end zone a couple times. It was pretty exceptional and really good senior leadership, really good kids, easy to coach. Like, they were locked in all the time. We didn't have, you know, kids that we felt like were getting disconnected because we were losing. They were very committed to the process and really believed that they could get it done in Cody. And you know, that staff's so easy to work with. It's always positive. Kids always know that they're loved and they know that they can play, you know, hard for us, and they always do. And yeah, it was a fun year. You know, we were, like I said, I think we were 2 minutes short, one more possession short of being in Laramie, but you know, sometimes that's the way it goes with a good team that you're playing against.
That's Coach Paul Kubanek, and again, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck this basketball season.